Todd Dudley is a Senate candidate, and he's with the Stable Population Party. I wonder how the Stable Population Party sees the stable population. Is it everybody having 2.2 children, the rate of replacement with no immigration? Is it a different balance? I wonder. Todd Dudley, good morning to you.
Hi, Leon. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. A Stable Population Party, we can guess from the name what you stand for. Let's talk about the ways that you think it should be achieved.
Okay. Well, I guess the reason why we're standing candidates in the Senate in each state is to give people a choice, because there's no other political party that's actually got a sustainable population policy, and all of the polling shows that at least 70% of Australians support a stable population. So what that means is reducing immigration from its current rate of nearly 400,000 people per year, which is the equivalent of an Adelaide every 2.5 years, to equal, so that immigration and immigration are equal. It doesn't mean reducing the number of refugees, because that's only a very small proportion of the immigration intake. And it's also looking at trying to, not giving incentives for people to have large families, and looking beyond Australia, supporting foreign aid and women's education and family planning in countries where they have problems with population growth.
So, Dudley, why do you believe that a stable population is important, is a good thing, a virtue?
Well, I think it's fairly well acknowledged that an uncontrolled population growth is one of the main drivers of ecological destruction, and so we need to start dealing with that issue, and because if we don't, then obviously things are going to get worse and worse, and you only have to look at quite a few countries overseas that are overpopulated and see how the, they can't even produce enough food, the water supplies are polluted or dried up, they're just basically unsustainable. And even in Australia, the larger cities are, all the signs of overpopulation in places like Melbourne and Sydney, things like loss of native vegetation, huge pressures on infrastructure, like hospitals and roads, public transport, urban sprawl, all those kind of things. Yeah, there's a lot of good reasons to try and manage population, and not many good reasons to allow it to, spiral out of control.
Good to talk to you this morning. Good luck on Saturday.